The one arrived that makes a part of the scale of Tsurukoi, people that comb and sell warm flax. It's Makabatuma because it has hooks. Meaning to say, even though the wooden rod itself is not Makabatuma, since it's Shute Kliye, it's a wooden Kli without a base keyboard, without a receptacle. But since it has hooks, these hooks are made out of metal. So it has a din of a Kli Matu, which is Makabatuma even without a base keyboard. As the hooks are considered an essential part of the scale, as the hooks serve to weigh the thing that they want to weigh with the scale. So therefore, the entire thing has a din of a Kli Matu, and the entire thing is Makabatuma. The Shabali Batum Yeshbon Kuliyos Tumit. But a scale that is used by Bali Batum, non professionals, doesn't always have hooks. Sometimes they just take a wooden rod or whatever they want to wet, they attach to the wooden rod with a rope. In such a case, it has a dinner of Shute Kliyes and it's not Makabatuma. But if it does have hooks, then it would have the same dinner from its Nayim Shosarukos and it would be Makabatuma. Unkelin Shakatapin Taira of the Shareichlin Tumeo. The Unkelin is a wooden rod that porters put on their shoulder to carry things from place to place. And on both sides of the rod, there are metal hooks to attach the thing they want to carry. These wooden rods are not Makabatuma, as it's considered Pshute Kliyes, which is not Makabatuma, even though it does have hooks, but the hooks are not considered an essential part of it, and therefore they have a din of a Kliyes without a base kibbol, that's not Makabatuma. But the Unkelin that are used by Rechlin, by peddlers, are Makabatuma. As attached to the hooks are a pail on both sides. The pail is used to carry the summon from place to place. These Rochlin sell the summon. They go from place to place by carrying it on these Unkelin. They're Makabatuma. Since the pails that are attached to it have a keeper, they have a receptacle, so therefore they have a din of a Kliyes that has a receptacle. Rabbi Huda, I mentioned Rochlin, Shalafano Tmeo, the Shalafar of Torah. Rabbi Huda says the pail in the front end of the Unkelin of the Rochlin is Makabatuma, since they put the summon in that pail. But the pail on the back end is not Makabatuma, since they don't normally put things in that pail. That pail is just used to stabilize the Unkelin so that the back part does not slip off his shoulder. Unkeli Dargas Tmea Vishanaklitin Tahir. A Dargas is a leather bed that has a wooden frame. And attached to the wooden frame are hooks. And these hooks are attached to the leather. As the leather has clips coming out from it, and these clips are attached to the hooks. These hooks are Makabatuma, since they serve an essential part of the bed frame. Since the only way to attach the leather is with these hooks. And even though the bed frame is made out of wood, which does not have a base keyboard, since these hooks are made out of metal, they're Makabatuma. But the hooks of Naklitin are not Makabatuma. Naklitin is a bet with a paw on the front and a paw on the back. And these paws on the top have grooves. And then a paw is put on those grooves that stretches from the front to the back. Then a canopy is draped over that paw. And sometimes there aren't grooves on the top of these paws. Instead, there are metal hooks. And on the metal hooks, the paw is put that goes from the front to the back. These hooks are not Makabatuma. They're not considered an essential part of the bed. And therefore, the bed has a den of a Pshute Kliyes, which is not Makabatuma. Shashida Tmea Vishaakin Tahura. A hook on a shida, on a wooden chest, is Makabatuma. And since the wooden chest has a kibbol, it's Makabatuma, so the hook also is Makabatuma. But the hook on an akin is a wooden box which is used to trap fish. The wooden box is lowered into the water to trap fish with it. If it has a hook, it's not Makabatuma. This wooden box is not considered a kli and it's not Makabatuma, so the hook also is not Makabatuma. The hook is not an essential part of this box. So Shulchan Tameh Shomanoris Eitz Tal. A hook that's attached to a table is Makabatuma. And since the table is Makabatuma, the hook also is Makabatuma. But a hook that is attached to a wooden menorah is tar. It's not Makabatuma. And since the menorah is made out of wood, it's not Makabatuma, since it doesn't have a base kibbol. So the hook also is not Makabatuma. Now, Klaus, this is the general rule. Call Mechubo L'Tamei Tamei, while Mechubo L'Tar Tar. Any hook that's attached to a Kli which is Makabatuma, that hook also is Makabatuma. But a hook that's attached to a Kli that's not Makabatuma would be Tar, it would not be Makabatuma. Now, this Klaus is referring to a case where the hook is not an essential part of the Kli. So since the hook is not an essential part of the Kli, it's only Makabatuma if it's attached to a Kli that's also Makabatuma. But if the hook is an essential part of the Kli, such as some of the cases that we had earlier in this Mishnah, in such a case, even though the Kli is not Makabatuma, the hook would be Makabatuma, and the entire Kli would be Makabatuma along with the hook. Rakula and Achat Achat Bifnei Atzma and Taharus. Any time a hook is not an essential part of a Kli, but it's attached to a Kli that's Makabatuma, so the hook also is Makabatuma. But that's only called mind the hook is still attached to the Kli. But if you would take the hook out from the Kli, the hook would no longer be makam v'tumah since it's no longer attached to the kli. Maseches Kelim, Parakid Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Kisli Teni Shamakhish Shabali Batim. Rabbi Gamliel Metameh V'Chacham Metarim. The metal cover to a teni, to a basket. This basket is used by Bali Batim, non-professional. Rabbi Gamliel said this metal cover is tummy. And even though it's a metal clue without an identifying name, since it has a receptacle, it could hold things in the cover. Even though you don't normally put things in the cover, it's makabal tumah. While the Chacham are Metari, they say that this metal cover is not makabal tumah, since it's not used to hold things in it. So we don't look at it as a kli makhis with a base kibbutz. We look at it as a kli makhis without a base kibbutz. And a kli makhis without a base kibbutz, without a receptacle that doesn't have an identifying name, is not makabal tumah. They shall write them tummy. But the metal cover to a basket used by doctors would be makabal tumah, as the doctors do store things in the cover. They put medicines in the cover. So therefore, it's makabal tumah. Hadela shebemigdol shebali batim tahira. The metal door that is used for a migdol, for a wooden chest, if it's used by bali batim, regular people, it's tar, it's not makabal tumah. This metal door, since it's attached to a wooden chest, and this wooden chest is not makabal tumah, because it's in a metalto mali bereka, meaning to say it's very large, it cannot be moved with things inside of it. And that's the din of a kliyeh, that if it's very large, it cannot be moved with the things inside of it, it's not makabal tumah. So the metal door which is attached to it is also not makabal tumah. This shall rife in tmea. But the metal door of a migdol that is used by doctors is makabal tumah. And that door is considered a kli in itself, since the rife and store medical paraphernalia on the door. So therefore, since it's a kli, it's makabal tumah, even though it's attached to a migdol, which is not makabal tumah. Haitachin tmeim v'hafrachin tahir. Haitachin, which is tongue, that is used to remove a pot of smalt and silver from the furnace. These tongues are tmeim, they're makabal tumah, it's considered a kli. But hafrachin, which are fixed tongues that are attached to the furnace, they are tar, they're not makabal tumah. Since they're attached to the furnace, and the furnace is not makabal tumah, so the tongues are also not makabal tumah. Akre beis abad tmeya. The hook that is attached to the base of brass, the beam on which olives are pressed to extract the oil from it. This hook is makabal tumah. The base about itself, the wooden beam on which you press olives, is makabal tumah. So since the base about is makabal tumah, the hook attached to it is also makabal tumah. But a hook attached to a wall is tar, is not makabal tumah. The wall forms part of a house, and a house is not makabal tumah since it's attached to the ground. Anything attached to the ground is not makabal tumah, so the hook which is attached to the wall is also not makabal tumah.